On Friday, a somber crowd gathered at a church in Westerville, Ohio, to honor the two police officers killed in the line of duty. The roads leading up to St. Paul the Apostle were closed Friday morning, but by midday, the streets have become a sea of squad cars, emblazoned with cities and townships from all over Ohio. They've come for the funeral of Westerville policemen Anthony Morelli and Eric Joring. In little pockets, officers gather next to their cruisers, buttoning up uniforms or straightening a partner's hat. Hundreds of officers have made the trip, but they aren't all from Ohio.
My name is Detective Benny Colecci. I'm with the NYPD Emergency Service Canine Unit. And this is my partner, Canine Timoshenko.
Colecci and another canine officer from New York are flanking a Westerville police squad car in front of the church. They drove 9 hours to get here, but Colecci says it's worth it.
We're here for a good cause. Support.
There's a strong canine contingent because Officer Joring worked with a dog named Sam. Earlier in the week, city leaders decided to let Sam live permanently with Joring's family. The gymnasium across the way from the sanctuary is close to bursting with the overflow crowd. Sitting in the front row are officers Antonio Hardwell and Lawrence Smith, both from the Detroit Police Department. Hardwell says between the two fallen officers in Westerville and the school shooting in Parkland, Florida, it's been a tough week.
Well, it puts us on a heightened state of awareness, a little bit more than what we usually are, because when things like that happen, it kind of puts everybody on edge.
But to at least some extent, Hardwell is resigned to these outbursts of violence.
You can't really prevent it. All you can do right now is react to it. It's unfortunate that it's becoming a normal thing, and that's sad. But we deal with it how we got to deal with it.
In a hallway leading off the gym, Lieutenant Greg Collins from Parkersburg, West Virginia, is talking with a handful of his officers. And he explains they're not just here for Joring and Morelli.
It seems like over time, I've been going to funerals for 20 years, and over time, watching the families struggle through this is what's really the hard part about the whole thing. And we're glad to be here for them as well, not just the people that are fallen.
Officer Eric Joring served for 16 years with the Westerville Police Department, and he leaves behind his wife and their three daughters. Officer Anthony Morelli was a 29-year veteran of the department, and he's survived by his wife and their son and daughter. Nick Evans, WOSU News.